Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
But previewing the upcoming season with us today, right now, from ESPN, Trey Wingo. Trey, good morning.
Oh, guys, how are you? Happy football season.
It is Christmas in September, and Vinny and I were actually talking about this, Trey, off the air. You have Philly hosting Atlanta tonight. I'm leaning towards Atlanta, and as a matter of fact, and I haven't even spoken to my psychic about this, I think Atlanta might work these guys. Maybe I've been watching Nick Foles not play well in the preseason, but I think Atlanta, I think they're going to be ripe for the challenge here tonight.
No, I think you're right. Look, would it surprise me if the Eagles won? No, but there's a lot of question marks. I mean, Nick played great in the NFC Championship game and played great in the Super Bowl, but he didn't really play very well in the divisional game against the Falcons, and he was very uneven down the stretch of the regular season last year when he filled in for Wentz. So, you know, every team has a hangover of some sort, unless you're the Patriots, who figure out a way to get past this better than anybody, and it's been such a long time coming. The Eagles fans have no interest in moving on. The team is trying to, but the Eagles fans still want to revel in this whole thing. I'm curious how they respond to being the hunted as opposed to one of the hunters. And there, to me, there are real question marks about the functionality of this offense going forward. In that first, that last preseason game, week three, where everybody plays against the Browns, they look terrible. Foles drives, I believe, had two fumbles, two interceptions, and a safety in the end zone. So that was hardly the dress rehearsal you were looking for. And we don't know at this point when we're going to see Carson Wentz. Look, everything broke right for Philadelphia last year. I just don't know if that's going to happen again with this team.
Trey, plus they've got all the celebrations prior to, and they'll be so excited. I would think that Atlanta gets a fast start. I'd be surprised if Atlanta didn't get a fast start tonight, because the Eagles will be so jacked up that I think they'll be overexcited.
I think you may be right. And look, this Atlanta team, when we talk about all the weapons they have, and we haven't even really mentioned the fact that they got Calvin Ridley, who actually had better numbers at Alabama than Julio Jones did. Now, look, those things don't always kind of sort of translate. But if you look at the weapons that Matt Ryan has, and yes, Freeman's knee is a little balky, but they do have Tevin Coleman. They got a lot of things that they can do well. I'm just curious, Vinny, from a play calling perspective. I thought last year, as the offensive coordinator, Steve Sarkisian, on more than one occasion, got away from the running game in situations where he should not have. The game against Buffalo comes to mind. Right. Quite frankly, the goal line stand last year in the divisional round against Philadelphia comes to mind, when it was pass. You know, they can run the rock. If they're committed to running the rock, I think this offense could be as good as anybody's.
Now, Trey, I tell you what, we're going to do our predictions later on, and with Le'Veon Bell not playing, and you know, who knows how long he's going to be out. But last year it took him like 4 weeks to get into rhythm before he got going. So, you know, if he's not coming back for a while, I think that's going to affect the Steelers quite a bit. And I think that the Ravens have a chance to win the division, because if they can split with the Steelers, I think they can. They've got a good chance to win a division. I think 10 will probably win the AFC North this year.
Yeah, look, the Le'Veon Bell thing is interesting, Vinny, on a lot of levels, as you well know from your time in front offices. I can't remember a time where I have heard players openly speak about somebody else's money in the way that the Steelers have spoken about Bell's contract.
Yep.
I mean, you really had to go back to 2002 when Tiki Barber said something that ticked Michael Strahan off about his deal, and they were never the same, those two guys. Well, you've had Ramon Foster, Marquise Pouncey, and other Steelers weighing in on this in a way that I've never heard before. And that tells me that they believed, I can't say that Le'Veon Bell told them, but they believed he was going to be there for week one. And by him not being there for week one, it makes me wonder just how invested Le'Veon Bell is, quite frankly, at all in the 2018 season, when he knows that his money is going to be made in the 2019 season.
Yep.
So this thing is getting really problematic really quickly.
Now, Trey, if I'm Kevin Colbert in that front office, and once his agent opened his mouth on the radio yesterday, I'd have been done. You know, I mean, we want to limit what, you know, we'll come in if we limit his carries and stuff. You know what? I'd give it to him 50 times the first game that he came in, and I'd continue to give it to him until he was worn out. I mean, that would have really pissed me off hearing what the agent had to say, because you know that they've discussed it, and that's coming from the player.
Yeah, absolutely. And look, this would be very difficult to do, but Vinny, I'm not so sure if at this point the Steelers shouldn't try to figure out a trade partner.
I agree.
Because let's be honest about this. Le'Veon knows that this is his last year in Pittsburgh, and he also knows that the best thing for him going forward is to protect his body for the 2019 season. So if you're that way going into this season, what are you really going to get? And I know it's difficult because, it's possible to trade him, and you don't have to give up two first-round picks to do it in a trade. You can work on something else, but then the contract situation becomes sort of a wink-wink, nod-nod, like we had when the Cleveland Browns made that trade for Brock Osweiler, which was really an NBA trade. They wanted the pick. They didn't care about the salary. You know, and they were open about it, and the NFL sort of admonished them, well, you can't do that. But that was the whole reason they made that trade. They wanted the pick as opposed to the player. So if you're going to do this, A, you got to find a partner, but B, you got to find a team that's willing to say, hey, look, we'll work with you on a deal when this one-year deal is over. And that's what makes it problematic. But if you're the Steelers, when he goes away in free agency, you're just going to get a compensatory pick. So you might as well try and get something for him while you can.
No, I don't disagree. Especially, Trey, if we're speaking with Trey Wingo from ESPN, especially, Trey, if they start fast. If Connor looks good, then that gives him a little bit of leverage. But on that note, I'm picking the Browns to beat the Steelers this weekend.
Wow, how about that? Look, I'm all in on Cleveland winning games.
Yes.
Let me cover that.
But last year, Trey, in the opener last year, I think it was like 3 or 4 point game.
It was. It was close. I don't know if I can go there yet because I don't know what – look, it all looks good in preseason, Vinny, as you well know, and then you start game planning and things do differently. But I will say this, the Browns look like a legitimate team this year. That for the last couple of years, they simply have not.
The defense was good last year. So, you know, the defense will be good. And can Tyrod not turn it over? I mean, that's Kaiser was a turnover machine.
Yes, he was. And they've got veteran receivers around him now. And I believe Carlos Hyde was a great pickup. I will always say that they should have drafted Chubb over the corner.
I agree.
That's the way I build teams, Vinny. I mean, look, the way I look at it, or I would build teams. The way I look at it, a great corner can take away one player. A great pass rush can take away all of them. Yep. And if you've got Myles Garrett coming off one side, and you have Chubb, if he's as good as advertised on the other side, you got a lot of pieces to work with in Cleveland. So, John Dorsey knows more about football than I do, but I would not have taken Baker, and I would not have passed on Bradley Chubb at 4 or 5, whatever they picked.
Now, Trey, are you Minnesota or Green Bay?
I think I'd have to lean Minnesota at this point, simply because they were one to three quarters away from going to the Super Bowl last year with a backup quarterback in Case Keenum. Mm-hmm. They essentially returned everybody. Now they basically made an $84 million bet that they're going to the Super Bowl with the contract they paid Kirk Cousins. But boy, that team is loaded, man. They get almost everybody back on defense.
Yep.
They get Dalvin Cook back from the torn ACL. They really haven't lost anything. They still have Diggs. They still have Thielen. They still have Kyle Rudolph. Their offensive line got a little banged up this summer. I know that's problematic, but they got a lot of components. And with Green Bay, you have a chance as long as you have Aaron Rodgers, but I'm not sure about the rest of the team around him right now.
Now, the Khalil Mack trade, were you pro-Oakland or dumb trade?
Stunned. Look, you know from your time in a front office that a first-round pick at best, is what, a 50% chance of being a starter? That's sort of the way it falls, okay? So basically what you're saying is I'll take two shots at a 50-50 chance at getting a starter over a guy who was an all-pro 2 years ago, not Pro Bowl player, an all-pro 2 years ago at two different positions and is probably going to the Hall of Fame. I'm not doing that 100 times over and 300 times on Sunday. You are basically saying we're going to roll the dice twice instead of locking up a young player in his prime. Vinny, what does every team want to do? They want to lock up their young players in their prime and build around them. And you can say whatever you want. Well, we can't have two players over $20 million in the salary cap. Yes, you can. Because you know what's coming? More money from the NFL. 70-plus TV shows, the top one rated 100 shows last year, were NFL football games. They're going to get a huge cut of the gambling pie, which is going to be a multi-billion dollar revenue. They just redid deals with Verizon and Thursday Night Football for more money. They traded pizza sponsors. They got more money. And, oh, by the way, what's the one thing they've never sold that's going to be sold in the next deal? Streaming rights. Streaming rights on a website. And that is going to be a fountain of cash for the NFL. So you can't sell me on the fact that they couldn't make it work, because more money is coming.
Trey Wingo, ESPN, Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan. Trey, before we let you roll, Ravens, Joe Flacco might not be in his prime, but could be prime for a big season. Has the gap closed between Baltimore and Pittsburgh? Do the Ravens get to the playoffs for the first time since 14?
Well, look, they had a chance last year, right down the stretch, and they couldn't keep Andy Dalton and the Bengals out of the end zone. I think the gap is narrowed simply because, to me, what you're hearing out of Pittsburgh speaks more to the entire organization than really the Le'Veon Bell situation, right? The Steelers sometimes get in their own way. I mean, we see this. What did they say last year when a couple of Clippers? Well, I look forward to the second chances, and I look forward to beating the Jags and then beating the Patriots. Well, guess what? You didn't take care of business with the Jags, so you never got a chance with the Patriots. I think that sometimes Pittsburgh, for all their talent, can't pull it together. And I think that's one of the reasons we haven't seen more Super Bowl success from a very talented team. I'm curious to see how the backup quarterback situation shakes out in Baltimore as much as anything else. Are we really comfortable with Lamar being that guy? Or is RG3 going to see some time? I mean, I think that's a very interesting proposition going forward.
Trey, I think it's pretty well set. Lamar is going to run, he's going to dress. RG3 won't dress. And there'll be some special plays for Lamar, that they'll get him in. If Joe were to go down for any length of time, RG3 will be the starter and Lamar will stay in his role.
See, I think that's the way to do it. My only concern there is, are you overloading a guy with too much already who is learning to play quarterback, and now you're having him do all this other stuff? That would be my only concern in this situation.
Trey, we find out the answer starting tonight, Atlanta, Philly, and then, of course, Sunday, everybody else getting it on. And then Monday night, you guys got some fun going on with football as well. Trey, happy football season.
Thanks, Trey. And tell Golic I didn't see him in South Bend last weekend.
No, that's because he was too busy drinking. We'll see you guys.
Nice. Thank you. Trey Wingo, ESPN, Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.